Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Brandon Ayuk is here, the 49er. Sitting courtside, watching Curry dribble. As Looney screens, Curry doubled, finds Looney. Looney dribbles in, power move off the glass, and good.
Talk about a soft touch.
Yeah.
I'd argue that the last year of our lives, Brandon Ayuk has not had a soft touch. He has not had a soft touch. All right. You want to put this timeline together?
We can do it.
All right.
Yep.
But let me start by inviting anybody, because I think this is where we can maybe have a little fun with this. I think there's a real conversation to be had. We can also have some fun with this. Who y'all having a hard time with right now in Bay Area sports? Who you having a hard time with? I'm having a hard time with Brandon Ayuk. Doesn't mean I want him traded or cut, but it's odd because the year prior, and this is going to make me sound like such a dork, but that's okay. Maybe I just am. The year prior, Brandon Ayuk was a multi-tiered positive influence in my life and fandom. First of all, the Niners went to the Super Bowl and Brandon had over 1,300 yards. He was fantastic. He was also a later round flyer that I was able to pick up in my fantasy league that year. And so that was a ton of fun because he was tremendous. So I'm out here rooting for Brandon Ayuk in multiple platforms, okay? And then we go into last offseason. I do not put all of the blame on last year on Brandon. It's absolutely part the 49ers' fault. So I'll say that out front, but I also just, wow, did it sour me. It really soured me. And he was, I wonder if people remember this. He was the one. After signing that contract, he came to the podium and had a press conference and openly admitted, yeah, I kind of misbehaved. I really shouldn't have done this the way that I did it. I dragged it out in the end, and I'm sitting here. Then you go 6-11. You show up, you drop balls. Then you get hurt. And if you're going to say, oh, I should have done it differently, then I would hope that the next offseason, where you're still hurt, but, quote, vibes are on high, I would hope you would do it differently. But you're not. You're not. You're still on social media, and you're still being rather loud, and that's fine, unless you're directing things at the 49ers. It's up to each of you to now decide if this is directed at the 49ers.
It's breadcrumbs.
Okay? Okay.
It's breadcrumbs. You're big on breadcrumbs. And
I am.
I saw,
especially on social media.
Well, and I saw some of these reports and I saw some of these things and I was scratching my head trying to figure out exactly what was going on. And then I saw the podcast today and I tried to share my thoughts with the group and I couldn't even type it. My wife was home and she's leaving and she's like, bye. And I said, hold on. I'm trying to figure out how to explain this to my team. And I don't even, I know I didn't do it right, but hopefully you're going to put it together for me so I can then comment.
Well, we'll start by playing this. This is from the Legacy Locker Room Podcast. Harry Douglas sits in the middle. On his left, Julio Jones. On his right, Roddy White. These are, especially Julio, but to a degree, Roddy as well. These are people who, at least for a small handful of years, were the top receivers in the game. These were big producers. And at times, Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator for the team. Now, when Roddy White was there, he was a very young player. He saw himself as a big-time dude. Follow me here if you've ever heard this from a wide receiver before.
Right.
He saw himself as that man. But his coaching staff, maybe didn't necessarily see it the same way. So there were some heads that were butting. But they got to story time and listened to what these three gentlemen, and Roddy is the main one talking, listened to what they said about their experience with Kyle Shanahan.
Like, what led to your departure, though?
What do I think?
Like, in Atlanta.
When we first sat down with Kyle Shanahan, right, it was like, he was like, all right, this is how I envision the offense, blah, blah, blah. We would literally go through practice scripts, and I would get the ball at practice, right? And then when we go in the games, like, he would sub me out. Like, he would be in the headphones.
You can hear Matt. You know, we've seen right now. We can hear him.
Yeah, we can hear him.
Oh, sweet. Doing it on purpose.
Yeah, so I can hear him say, get Roddy out. I was like, you got to be real with me, man, because I'm about to lose my shit. He was like, I just don't see you as, like, the top four options on the team.
Oh, Lord.
I said, what? He was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, if the game was on the line, I would throw the ball to who? I would throw the ball to Jacob Tammy. I would throw the ball to Lynn Hankinson.
He ain't say that to your face.
This is what he told me. And then he said, and then I'll run a play for free to throw the ball to free. And then you.
He told you that?
He told me that.
Okay.
He told you that? He told you that.
Oh, he didn't say that to your face. This is what he told me. So I want to throw out, because there were some nicknames in there. So yeah. I want to translate for everybody what he's talking about.
Okay.
When he says, Kyle Shanahan, this is Roddy White talking. He says, Kyle, what is going on? Why are you subbing me out of the game? Kyle, who's known for being direct with players behind the scenes, says, I don't see you as a top four option. We can stop there for a second and say, you know what? Kyle was wrong because Roddy White was a really good player.
Context.
Yes.
In this year, this was Roddy White's last year in pro football.
Exactly. And what Kyle said to him when he went through, I don't see you as a top four option. What Roddy says is, Kyle goes, the first thing I would do is throw it to who?
Yeah.
That's Julio Jones.
136 catches on the year.
Okay.
1,871 yards. The best receiver in football.
And his quarterback won MVP largely.
This was the year before that,
okay,
but this was the year they went 8-8.
Built off of those,
right,
that connection between Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Then he says Jacob Tammy. That was their tight end, who at the time was a very good tight end in the NFL.
Yep.
Then he says Lynn Hankinson.
Mm.
That one's kind of funny, but here's the connection there. That is currently the 49ers wide receivers coach.
Oh, you don't say.
Lynn Hankinson.
Same one.
Who today was quoted at Niners camp of saying, Brandon Ayuk's being great. He's coming into the wide receiver room and acting like a coach, even though he's hurt. He can't play. All right. And then the last one he says is, I draw up a play for free.
Mm-hmm.
That's the running back.
Yep.
That's Devontae Freeman, who at the time was a big-time running back in the league.
He had 14 total touchdowns, which I believe led football that year.
Okay. But one of the people who's over there, each time Roddy says a sentence, and they're like, what? He didn't do that. What are you talking about? No way, man. One of those people is who? It's Julio Jones. So as soon as this podcast drop it like it hot, Brandon posts a picture of Julio Jones. Okay?
Yep.
Then one of the top comments on there, and I'll paraphrase, one of the top commenters on the podcast was like, you got to be kidding me. There's no way. I'm dying right now. There's no way Kyle did you like that. That came from none other than Terrell Owens. And as soon as the Julio Jones post disappeared from the IG story, because those go away. How long is that? Was it 24 hours?
Yep.
24 hours, those go away. Soon as the Julio Jones picture goes away, there's a picture of Terrell Owens. And it's a picture of T.O. doing the exercises on his driveway with his agent Drew Rosenhaus.
Iconic.
Which is still one of the most defiant moments in the history of sports. Okay? So that all gets posted by Brandon Ayuk, alongside a couple things that are still on there now, which is him getting mad at fans for basically criticizing him on social media. Now, I think it's easy for some fans to listen to what we just said and go, that's a nothing burger.
Yeah, we're doing too much.
But I think equally you could look at that and be like, oh, Brandon Ayuk is jumping in line with a long line of historical diva receivers who, in this case, have issue with Kyle Shanahan. And I think we've learned the lesson as a society when we blow off what we see on social media that we're often wrong. We are very often wrong. If you've got athletes in their 20s and they're saying something on social media, they're saying something. It's not random. It's not just happenstance. They are sending messages. So Brandon, for whatever reason, in the midst of this injury and no games, is clearly frustrated. He's expressing anger at fans. He's expressing things right now on social media. All right, so what's your take?
My take is that Brandon sees this, and the podcast, I haven't heard the whole thing. It's almost impossible to find for whatever reason. There's an app you have to download, and I don't have an Apple device, so I can't do it. But all the clips I heard, you've got Hugh Douglas, Roddy White, and Julio Jones, and a lot of it is a three-way rat-a-tat-tat of Kyle Shanahan. And I do know one of the clips is Julio Jones talking about four catches in the Super Bowl. Because Julio Jones, as I mentioned, the previous year, 2015, he led the league in everything. He had 117 yards receiving per game. He was amazing that year. The next year, he's still very good. They go to the Super Bowl. They lead 28-3. They lose. And he had four targets and four catches for 87 yards. And I know that that's referenced in the pod.
Yep.
And I'm thinking about Brandon Ayuk in the Super Bowl that they lost to Kansas City. And he had three catches for 49 and no touchdown. And so the way I look at it, breadcrumbs, and I'm connecting the dots, I see Brandon Ayuk looking at this podcast, and Julio's talking about Kyle Shanahan. And so Ayuk is like, yeah, picture of Julio, basically saying, I feel you. I'm living the life that you lived, and I'm doing it now. And T.O. has his comment like, you got to be kidding me. And Brandon Ayuk then posts a picture of T.O. in the driveway saying, yeah, I basically am liking your comment without actually liking your comment. Because if B.A. goes out and likes the comment, well, that's now a tangible like. But if you do something like this passive-aggressively, then it's up to people to connect the dots. And like you said, an IG story lasts for 24 hours. So what I see is a frustrated Brandon Ayuk hearing these podcast comments and thinking, yeah, guys, and I'm living it now. And yeah, T.O., what you said is true as well. I'm here and I'm frustrated. So that's the way I took all of this.
Okay. First off, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Now, I had said a couple minutes ago, I'm having a hard time with Brandon Ayuk. Look, nobody gives a rip. I understand that. This is not, like radio hosts and fans and whatnot, they got a hard time with Brandon Ayuk. Whatever. I'm not rooting against him. I don't want him out of town. I want what has happened over the last year to start dissipating, and this isn't helping. That's my read. This is not, oh no, we've got a huge problem, or, oh, players aren't allowed to criticize Kyle. You can. Sure. I bet in football, Like, I don't know this, but I would imagine that that kind of business is probably, you know, like, I can only liken it to, you and I have talked about this before, because when I was younger, I used to work in restaurants. I've waited tables a lot of years. Certain industries allow...
Thank you.
For working at a restaurant? Anyway, it's a minimum wage job. Anyway, certain industries allow for a lot more heat and emotion. Now, if we finish this segment, and Matt Nahegian, who is standing over our shoulder right now as we speak.
I'm taking a look, look, look.
But if he ran in here after the segment and he started screaming at us because he does not like the direction of the show and he doesn't like what we're doing, screaming, and then, okay, commercial's over, back to work. Like, he wouldn't do that. That's not the form that most people, it happens, but it's not the form that most people use in our industry. In the restaurant industry, oh, yes, it is. People will scream at you because it's urgency, speed.
Pro sports, same thing, right?
People are waiting. Let's go. Same thing in pro sports. So I bet these dudes, it's kind of like the sideline arguments. They happen, right? Debo shoves a long snapper. Like, stuff happens. So Brandon's allowed to do that too. But Brandon, if I could have 4 minutes as your agent, put the phone down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With regard to the Niners, you can do phone for anything else, but put the phone down with regard to the San Francisco 49ers. My man, you got paid. You won. You.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got your deal. And you are now unable currently to fulfill it. And that's a thing. So the organization may have some feelings about that, for sure. I get that you don't like what's being said to you on social media, but the team has successfully executed a very positive offseason. No drama, no contracts. Let your teammates and your team have that. Let them soak in the positivity. They were 6-11, and they need that. They do not need you liking and sending out pictures of people because they're criticizing your coach, who you also think is holding you down. This is an absolutely terrible, terrible way to move forward after you've got your contract. So even if, by the way, even if we're wrong, let's say it had nothing to do with that, it's actually, in my opinion, his responsibility to make sure that it doesn't look like that. Put the phone down about your team.
Well, I personally would not know about this podcast, and you said it was like the locker room,
it's called the
locker legends.
Legacy Locker Room Podcast.
I believe you. I would not know that the three gentlemen had a podcast if it weren't for the Brandon Ayuk participation in the comments of the podcast. There's so many podcasts out there right now. The market is oversaturated. It's an oversaturation sensation is what it is with podcasts. And
hit him.
It's hard to find all the content you want to find. And you know what? Listening to a few clips of that podcast, I actually might want to listen to it because...
Yeah, it was fun.
Very fun. And the three of them have a great rapport. And put aside the strays that Kyle Shanahan caught. They weren't even strays, actually. They were direct shots at him. But if that was... Let's just use this as an example. Let's just say that three Philadelphia sports talk hosts had a podcast. Okay. And the subject of it was our boss, Matt Nahegian, and how he mismanaged their careers while he was with them at WIP, then if I saw that, I would not then retweet that, right? And be like, ah, look at my, you know, or like put a smiley face, or, you know, or like give Mike Missinelli a like, or whoever the hosts would be. That is not something that I think would be in my best interest if our boss got rat-a-tat-tatted by three former hosts. So that's basically what this is.
That's the other thing. I like the way you just put that, which is like, hold on a second, because I think the first mindset for most of us is, dude, this is not helpful for the team. But you're right. This is not helpful for Brandon. They're not helpful for Brandon. Brandon, you're the number one receiver on this team, but you're hurt right now, and I don't know if you noticed, but in the meantime, they went out and drafted another wide receiver in the first round also. And he is at least expected to be healthy to start the year. And there's a lot of buzz about him. And I think he's going to get a massive opportunity this year, especially with Brandon missing. We think, at least. I don't want to act like we know exactly what he's going to miss, but it sounds like it's trending toward him missing at least the first month of the season. How does this help Brandon? And I guess what the biggest thing is for me is that it seems that Brandon Ayuk, I'm not saying he owes anyone an apology.
No.
But it seems that he doesn't realize that there is some smoothing over to do with the fan base. And instead of doing anything to attempt to do that, instead he sits here silently while injured and gets all of the DMs and all the stupid things that the world says on social media, and he lets it get to him. And now he starts lashing out at that group. And I'm just here to tell you, like, dude, there's no win there. Brandon, you're the celebrity. There's no win. That is an unending supply of negativity if you want it. And you can yell at it all you want, and it will only get louder. So he doesn't need to go on an apology tour. This will only get better if it's just kind of like, dude, do your thing, stay quiet, and at some point catch balls for the Niners
play
again,
football.
And this will go away. But as long as you want to keep poking the bear, poke the fans, poke Kyle Shanahan, whatever you want to do, this is going to stay alive. And I don't know if he could hear what I heard in the game against the Jets last year. Opening night, he dropped the ball. Dude, you got booed. You got booed.
Not by everyone, but there were boos.
Yes.
They were not IU.
No, they were not. No. And this is coming off a year where you went 1,300 plus.
Right.
Do you know how hard it is to get booed coming off of that in a Super Bowl appearance?
In the home opener, exactly. Coming off a Super Bowl.
In a game that they won by double digits.
This activity is... It's legal, it's allowable, and there's nothing that he did that is quote-unquote wrong, but as a fan, when you look at it, it only is going to ratchet up your expectation for this player, and it's going to make it so that he becomes even more front and center where, okay, you are, you know, with Julio, who only had four catches in the Super Bowl, and you got three in your Super Bowl, and you want more, okay, go out there and do it. And that's where last year became so frustrating where... Yeah, you got the ball. You finally got healthy. Your lockout was over. You started to play, and there were a lot of drops from Ayuk, and then he got hurt. So, you know, if I was in his shoes after what happened last year and last offseason, you wouldn't hear from me. You wouldn't see me.
Oh, hell
no. You wouldn't
no.
hear from me until I was ready to play football, and then we'd be, you know, going back to doing what we do.
And if he wants to, by the way, I don't like...
He can do whatever he
right,
wants.
I don't like the controlling thing. I hope is that's not what it sounds like. If
no.
he wants to post pictures of his vacation, dude, rock out with your Brock out. That's fine. That's fine. I don't think it makes any sense to point anything on social media at the fans or at the team, period. Period. There's no win there. And what is... Unfortunately, what it's going to feel like to people, whether he means this or not, it's going to feel so entitled and expected. Like, I know that you think, Brandon, you earned that contract. But once a contract gets paid, what really triggers fans is if then you're like, I earned that deal and now I can stop earning it. No. No. It's kind of why Nick Bosa's got a lot of negativity right now. Because he earned the deal, and then so far, it doesn't feel to a lot of people like he's played up to the deal. You've got to go play up to that now for people to feel good about it. And they don't. They flat out don't. In fact, Tim Kawakami, and this is from the TK show, exactly 2 months ago, listen to this comment.
I think if you bring up Brandon Ayuk to the 49ers now, their automatic thought is we paid him too much. I just think it's just in their heads that's been, whether John Lynch believes that or has been told that, and more likely he has been told that, I think it's just in their heads. Like, this was a contract that, you know, we put too much money up for him, and they are going to have to do some adjustments. Not necessarily, you can't do, they already paid him the money. And if they traded him, the acceleration on that thing was like $50 million or something, Barros, right? It's some crazy number that they would have to pay as a dead cap hit, and wouldn't be paying it. They're paying him the money already, but it'd be a dead cap hit that I just don't think they can do. Plus, you don't have the player. But I just think I have heard so much about Ayuk and Debo, and a little bit of Bosa, and I just think it's, you go 6-11, I think ownership and other executives there, I'll just say it, Parag Marate, certainly is the salary cap negotiator, financial guy, are displeased with those numbers that have been paid out.
Okay.
Buyer's remorse, no doubt. Like when I bought that Volkswagen Jetta back in about 2004, paid too much for it, and it immediately started to break.
I told you, I got that Volvo, and the check engine light came on the way home.
Dude, don't get me started on Volvos.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so... I think we would love to hear from you on this. 888-957-9570. Brandon Ayuk's use of social media to express frustration this offseason. How does that land with you 49er fans? I'll answer for me, not well. Not well. I am having a hard time with Brandon Ayuk, and I want to root for everybody who wears these uniforms. That's the way I like to do it. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll take your phone calls right now on this very thing on Willard and Dibbs.
Second down, end zone. Now you can't make the catch. It was there, and Brandon Ayuk, in his first game since the big deal, could not haul it in.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Dude, that was a groany moment.
Man.
Dude, I just looked... Man, that moment is just, by the way, that was on ESPN. That moment
Joe
is
Buck?
Just emblazoned in my head because...
in his first game back since the big deal.
Dude, I just remember where we were sitting that night and I stood up because, you know, like when you're at a football game, it's different than watching on TV because you can see crap developing. And when Brock lets one go, you're like, oh, he's open. And you stand up and you're ready to go and then drop. And it was Brandon after everything that everyone had been through. And so it wasn't just the normal, oh. Then I kind of look to my right. And I hear people say, oh, this is the kind of 30 million.
Grumble, grumble.
Yeah. Then I look to my left. And then people were mad.
Second down. End zone. Now you can't make the catch. It was there, and Brandon Ayuk, in his first game since the big deal, could not haul it in.
You can hear it behind Joe's. If you just try to like not listen to Joe and listen to the sound underneath him, you can hear the crowd is moaning.
It's not quite a full-on boo, but it's like it's groany.
It's not you just a normal drop. It's a groany drop with some drama behind it.
Yeah, I'd love Joe Buck. I need him to go back to the economy of words because all I could hear him say is, Ayuk. Open contract, it's there. Drop, because that's the shorthand of Joe Buck.
A little more Summerall than Joe Buck.
No, but I would always like do the thing about economy of words with Joe Buck because he's really good at describing things in just very few words.
The national NFL announcers through the years, I think, are great at it. I used to give credit to Summerall for this, but I've later learned it wasn't Summerall. I think it was Mike Patrick, who I don't think is with us any longer. Mm. But Mike Patrick on a Sunday night football game, and this is going way back in Niner lore, Sunday night football game, Niners and Bills. And Thurman Thomas goes from the 1 yard line and tries to go up over the top of the pile. And Niners linebacker, I can't remember if Woodall was the one who laid the hit or if it was Gary Plummer, but it was Lee Woodall who picked up the fumble. Somebody just went in the air and met Thurman at the top and jarred the ball loose. And Patrick took it the other way to the house. Lee Woodall did. And Patrick did this whole play was like less than six words. And I fell in love with play. This is one of the plays that made me fall in love with play-by-play. It was so good. And it was just like, you know, Thomas. And then it's kind of like what you did.
Yeah.
Was it Woodall who made the hit or was it Plummer? Do we have the play? No. Okay.
No, I have it on my computer, but I can't. You know, I can't play
see?
It through there.
No, but can you see who laid the hit? Who laid the hit on Thurman Thomas?
Yeah, stand by. I just closed the window, but I'll find it. It's right here. Week 14, 1995.
I think it was Plummer. Someone on the text line says it was Plummer.
Yep.
But it was like, Plummer, he fumbles, Woodall, touchdown. And that's it. That's the whole thing. And
yeah, it was Holmes who was the ball carrier.
Oh, wasn't Thurman Thomas?
No.
Look at that.
Holmes.
Okay. Somebody named Holmes. Yep. Whatever.
Number
doesn't matter.
44, and oh, what a hit by number 50.
Yeah. Plummer. Picked up by Lee Woodall, who was number 54.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Catching fire.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing...
What's up, Fred Warner before Fred Warner?
Must be Merton Hanks, who's...
36?
Yeah. Okay, you are in the bag
right now.
I can
do the Niners from back then because that's when I was a kid. And, like, it's all magical.
Ooh, looks like Garrison Hurst scored in that game.
Garrison Hurst.
Yeah, I think that's Garrison Hurst. Niners win 27-17.
22?
No, I'm sorry. It was Derek LaVille who scored.
Oh, 23.
Number 20.
Oh, number 20.
Yeah. Whatever. 31 whatever. Years ago. But impressive. Economy of words.
Yeah.
But back to the Ayuk drop.
Go ahead. Yes. Back to your point.
No, the point of the Ayuk drop, it was, that's, you know, you wait all offseason. We spent months talking about, will it be 24? Will it be 26? Should he come in? He scrubbed his feed. Is he mad? Are they mad? Will he make it by camp? And he finally signs, and it's like, okay, you signed. You're coming off a Super Bowl. Let's go, Niners. We've got everything together. McCaffrey got his. Trent got his. And Ayuk is finally buttoned up, and boy, he got more money than I thought he would. Score one for the agent. The Niners lost the deal. And then now you look at it a year later, the Niners really lost the deal because he had a bad start to the year and then he had a devastating injury, which you can never blame anyone for that. And I don't believe that his injury was because he didn't go to camp. That was just a football injury where you tear two ligaments in your knee because that's football. But it still makes it so that the takeaway 1 year into the deal is, oh man, buyer's remorse. And so I was thinking during the break, is this the worst contract currently in Bay Area sports?
Ooh.
The Brandon Ayuk contract that the Niners are on the hook for realistically two more years before they can, like, you know, I'm going to eat it and right. get out of it because they still have a big number out there. Is this the worst contract right now in Bay Area sports?
I mean, like I just want to take my time with the question and think about it. My initial reaction is yes. But I wonder if anybody out there has some contracts that they like even less. The other candidates, I guess, the only other, like...
Brock Purdy.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could, if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we haven't seen him play yet under this contract. But the only other candidates, if this were kind of like a poll or a multiple choice, and you want to put Brandon Ayuk on there, Brock Purdy would be on there, Nick Bosa would be on there, Willie Adames would be on there, Draymond Green would probably be on there.
Only 2 years, but yeah.
No, and I don't, like, I'm not saying that I think that those are bad contracts. I'm saying I know that there are some people who probably think that those are bad contracts. Shush. I mean, after the way the year ended, does somebody want to say Moses Moody? You signed him for actual money for three more years. And that was such a tough finish, but obviously had ligament problems in his thumb while all that was happening. Anyone else even on the list? You know, I mean, Matt Chapman just signed a big deal. Like, it's got to be a big deal, right?
Big and long.
Yeah.
And just looking at the...
Jung-Hoo Lee's got a six-year contract.
Right. And the Adames, I just was looking at the breakdown. It's 13.1 this year, 13.1 next year, and then it's 31, 31, 31, 31, 31.
Mm-hmm.
So this baby's backloaded. So after next season... It's a five-year, $155 million deal.
Well, maybe he's saving all of his numbers for those 5 years.
Maybe. I mean,
now that I know he's only making $13 million this year, I actually feel a lot better about his numbers.
Right. Not such an underachievement.
Yeah.
Chapman got 6 years and $151 million, and it's even splits, 25.17 throughout all six.
Chapman has a way about him, though. Matt Chapman has a way about him where he hits 220, and you're still loving the dude. And the number one answer on the board is his defense.
Last night's a great example.
Just another absolute gem last night. And in the moment, you thought it saved the game. You thought it won the game, quite frankly. Padres 2-1, nobody out. Top of the eighth inning, Giants up 2-0. And kind of a hot shot, top spin ground ball off of a left-handed bat right at him. He gets a short hop, runs to the bag, and then throws an absolute seed to first base, scooped by Casey Schmidt, and the Giants get a double play and end up getting out of the inning and take the 2-0 lead to the ninth, which, of course, then would go away. But in the moment, you're thinking, that's what this dude does. Dude, he wins baseball games at third base with his glove.
Right.
So if I just throw all those out there, yeah, to me, it's Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk right now, and there's a long way to go on it, so... I can't say that my opinion is in perpetuity, but in this moment, that is the contract about which I am most uncomfortable in Bay Area sports. Yes.
And you're sitting right now with a dead cap number of $65.2 million. If you decided, you know what, I don't like his IG activity, we're going to go ahead and release him, then that's a $65 million hit.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
No. And so you get into next year and it goes down to $55 million. You get to 2027, and the dead cap is only $21 million. So really, you're looking at a two-year contract for Ayuk from this point forward, where it's this upcoming year, he's going to miss at least a fourth of it, I believe, and then the following year, where his cap hit goes up to $15 million, 2027, his cap hit is $41.4 million. So honestly, the Ayuk contract in all practicality is just a two-year deal. And after 2 years, if things aren't going in the right direction, you probably won't want to pay him $41.4 million unless he's playing like a top eight receiver.
The first two text messages that came through on our board, as far as the worst current contract, it's a contract that I didn't bring up with all those that I just threw out there.
Oh,
what
Schmidt.
What do you think it is? Not a name that I brought up. First two texts, two totally different numbers, both brought it up.
Just boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Man.
So by the way, here, let me reset what I said. It's not Ayuk. It's not Bosa. It's not Purdy. It's not Adamus. It's not Draymond.
It's not Chapman.
It's not Chappie. It's not Jung-Hoo Lee. The first two texts are the exact same as the worst current contract in Bay Area sports.
The only thing I could think of would be Jimmy Butler. Lucas?
Give him a ding.
Oh.
Jimmy Butler.
I'm waiting.
He's looking for it.
Man.
That is
delayed gratification.
That's a hell of a pause.
Thank
there
you.
It is.
I'll take it. Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Well, see, and it, like.
That's acid. Recency.
Well, right. Really, really recency.
Super recency, yep.
I mean, that and that's the comment I made yesterday with regard to whatever you're feeling about the Warriors, in my opinion, what I've noticed with a lot of Warrior fans, it is all frustration that is actually the result of a Steph Curry hamstring injury. And it gets directed everywhere else. Steve Kerr ruined XYZ. Jonathan Kuminga situation. Jimmy Butler is not a dude anymore. You're paying him this amount. He should be able to step forward and win a game by himself. Whatever Warrior opinion you have, I kind of feel like it revolves around the fact that suddenly Steph Curry wasn't available for four games. And we forgot that they were really good. Like Jimmy Butler, dude, if you enjoyed any of the playoffs at all with the Warriors, you should love the fact that Jimmy Butler's here. None of that happens without him. Not even close.
Yeah, you're probably a play-in team.
And maybe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I think you still get the 10 seed, but I don't know if you make it out of the play-in. Yeah. And if you face OKC in the first round, I think you get most.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Promoted because they've been the best team all regular season, and once they got over their Denver problem, they've been amazing again, and I think that they're going to have a pretty relatively easy time with Indiana if the NBA Finals actually ever begin.
Yeah.
And I know that they like to do fixed dates because it's good for TV, but I think that it hurts you as far as like the casual fan, because it's going to be, what, 4 or 5 days between the Knicks-Pacers game and the actual start of the finals?
What was it? It ended Sunday,
was it Saturday,
right?
Or no, Sunday?
I think it ended Sunday.
Okay.
It ended Sunday.
So 4 days,
tomorrow,
yeah.
Tomorrow night is game one.
Right, and then game two is, again, Sunday. So
right, of course.
I just think you lose a little bit of momentum, but I understand why they do it, and they'll never change it. But for the casual fan, I don't know if you hook them by having this much of a gap.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, you know, this is traditionally, we look at these markets and everyone's going to go, oh, ratings are going to be crap or whatever. And maybe they will, maybe
they
won't.
Yep.
I don't know. But I'm oddly interested in this one. Just quick aside, there's some people in my world who I think are pretty smart about the NBA. Who knows? Maybe some of them have actually worn a uniform or two, who really firmly believe that the Pacers have a chance to win this series. Like, firmly believe that. I don't know. Oklahoma City's defense versus the Pacers' offense, to me, that's where this series falls, is that side of the court. The Pacers move the ball great. The Thunder, man, their arms are everywhere.
Yep.
But their offense is a little, it just feels off. Doesn't feel like it's quite itself right now. And then to your point, with the break, maybe you fall even further out of sync. And then the Pacers just, I don't know, dude, they've got some magic dust that got sprinkled on them. So does that continue? But I don't know. I'm a little interested to see how this one plays out. I don't know if it's going to be as dominant for the Thunder as everyone may think.
Yeah, I would say Thunder in five if I was to make a prediction. I just think that their defense is really, really good, which will offset Indiana's strength, which is their offense. And the other side, the Pacer defense is good, but the Thunder, with their depth and their ability to score in so many different ways, I just think that they're going to have a little bit too much. Talking about the ratings, if you put aside the 2020 COVID finals, which is the lowest rated finals ever, and I think that those NBA finals were in August or September, if memory serves, in 2020, I know it was not in the traditional June spot, but you've had a kind of slow creep down in ratings. As far as overall viewers by average, the Bucks and Suns in 2021 is the lowest,
yep.
And that, again, is not two massive markets. The one thing that makes ratings success guaranteed is having the Warriors involved. The Golden State Warriors and LeBron, those have been some of the highest rated NBA Finals ever.
Yeah, of
course.
Or
at least of recent years.
Yeah, Steph and LeBron, they've been the ratings drivers for this league for a long, long time.
Yeah, and even Steph in Toronto did very well. That was 15.14 million viewers on average.
Yeah.
And last year, Boston and Dallas, two massive markets, 11.31 million on average. So
yeah,
4 million lower than the last pre-COVID finals.
Anyway, circling back to kind of where we got to this spot conversationally, 888-957-9570. What is for you the most uncomfortable current Bay Area sports contract? And yeah, like okay, I've thought about it now. It's Brandon Ayuk. It's absolutely Brandon Ayuk. I don't want it to be. I really enjoyed watching this guy play football 2 years ago. I thought him and Brock Purdy had a really, really nice connection. This guy is the owner of some very big moments for this franchise. Helmet ball against the Detroit Lions. Like, I get it. He is a really, really good player. But certain situations in life bring out characteristics from people that aren't always the best. And I think that free agency, the specter of it, he never was a free agent, but coming to the end of a rookie deal for Brandon coming off of a huge year, I think has brought out a side of him that I don't really enjoy. I think that it also, the last couple off seasons, has brought out a side of the 49ers in terms of their contract negotiating style that I don't really love. And the whole experience was very, very negative. And for those of you just joining, this is brought back up because Brandon has been very, very chirpy on social media just this week. Part of it was directed at the fans. We also believe some of it was at least passively aggressive at Kyle Shanahan, because there is a podcast, Legacy Locker Room Podcast, with a bunch of former Atlanta Falcons wide receivers, where they talk not so kindly about their experience with Kyle Shanahan. And as soon as it dropped, Brandon Ayuk posted a picture of Julio Jones, followed by posting pictures of T.O. And T.O. was in the comments on this podcast, also sort of at least commiserating with those receivers. So is that a little bit of a reach? I guess you could make that case. But knowing where Brandon has been on social media already with this team, I don't think it's much of a reach. And I, for one, I think if you're a fan of the team, I think if you work for the team, for them to break off that contract and then have him drop balls, get hurt, and then still keep barking on social media is not acceptable. It's just flat out not acceptable. You can't do that. The rest of this team is getting ready now for week one. You're probably not going to be there almost definitely. They're all signed. Trent Williams was there today. Mini camp is next week. Everybody is feeling good. And you took that moment to go to social media. So you can do whatever you want with your platforms, but if I'm Brandon Ayuk, dude, you got to get the fans and the Niners out of your crosshairs. I just think that's a terrible look.
I just think that it's not the way that I would conduct myself as an injured player in the offseason. And of course, he's allowed to do whatever he wants on social media, and he's chosen routinely to take this tack, and I don't think that it is endearing him to the greater 49er fan base. And you know, you talk about the contract itself, because the question is worst Bay Area contracts currently in the Bay Area, and if they were to trade him right now, there'd be a dead cap hit of about $38 million over the next 2 years. They can absorb that because they have cap room. If they outright release him, the cap hit right now would be about $65 million over the next 2 years. And so the thing about Brandon's deal, when you look deep inside it, yeah, he got $30 million a year, right? That was the big sticker shock number, but only 45 of it is guaranteed at signing. So you get through this year and next year, it would be relatively easy for the 49ers to make a move on Brandon Ayuk and be done with it.
Right, but that's a long time from now.
It is, but even if you get through this year, you get to next year, then you get past June 1st, and you know the cap hits become a little bit less then, too.
Let's go to Will in Redwood. Hi, Will. Thank you for calling. What's up? Will!
Will's in the car wash. Hey, Will.
There you are. Yeah, what's going on?
Sorry, dude. I'm on Vasco in traffic. My bad.
Yeah, all good.
Hey, so I just kind of wanted to... I wanted to give kind of an experience that I had. So I played at LMC in Pittsburgh baseball, and we had a lot of D1 bounce backs. And one of the best things was seeing those D1 players think that they were awesome, thinking that they were all that, and me working harder than them. And basically, I won a starting position over a D1 bounce back. And what I think these guys, these draft players and everybody like that, they should be just licking their chops and working harder.
Well, I would love to see that. Yeah, Will, thank you very much.
Drive safe, Will. Vasco Road is very, very dangerous.
Well, it sounds windy out there, even though I don't know that it is.
Always windy. Vasco Road is when you go from Livermore and you go over the hill toward Antioch, basically.
Yes. Yeah, no, I've been on it.
It's the back door there. And LMC is Los Medanos College right there in Pittsburgh.
I did not know what he was referring to when he said that, so thank you for that information.
Yes, I speak Livermore Valley, for sure.
You speak Deep East Bay.
No doubt.
Yeah, okay, well... The larger point is a fair one, at least where my mind goes when I hear him say that. Like, I don't know, man. Brandon Ayuk is certainly not the only offender on this one. You just wish that when a contract gets signed, a guy doesn't think to himself, I earned that for what I already did. And so now I can either relax or start clapping back at people. Instead, think to yourself, okay, I have to keep earning that. Or, oh, by the way, go earn the next one, right? You're still in your 20s. Earn the next one too. But it feels very much like, you know, Brandon had a bad experience last offseason. That bad experience continues. And now as other people share their bad experiences with Brandon Ayuk, it's getting to him. It's getting to him. Rather than just, like, block it out and get yourself ready to play football is the only way it's going away.
Right, and I just was flashing on last year when he came into training camp and he was wearing the wrong shorts.
Yes.
And, you know, the coach came over to him. First, I think the position coach came over and said, you know, we're not wearing those. And then Shanahan had to come over and say, we're going to need, you know, you to be in different shorts. And you could see Kyle Shanahan's face like, am I really doing this? Yeah. Is this what I'm doing here at practice of a 49er professional sports situation?
It's kind of gotten exhausting. That's kind of where I'm at.
A little bit, yeah.
It's gotten exhausting. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. What is your most uncomfortable current Bay Area sports contract? We will take your calls 888-957-9570. We will also get back to what has been a newsy and big day for the San Francisco Giants. Three players are gone from the roster. Two new starters in the lineup tonight. A lot of it circles around Bryce Eldridge as well, their top prospect. We'll get to all of that and continue to take your calls on Willard and Dibbs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.